This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's something very specific about summer memories when you think about the smell of chlorine on your skin, maybe salty hair after the beach, swimmers dripping in the back of the car, and someone calling out, "Don't forget to rinse those," before they get tossed over the clothesline. But here's the thing. Why did we do that? Why did it matter so much to rinse our swimming gear? What actually happens to our swimmers between the pool, the beach, and the washing line? And is that quick rinse really doing anything at all? Or is it just one of those habits that we never questioned? Well, Carolina Rodriguez is from the fashion Bachelor of Fashion at RMIT University. Carolina, welcome to Drive.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Carolina, my parents always said, rinse those, they called them togs, rinse them all the time. Every time we got out of the sea, out of the pool, was it necessary?
Yeah, it is necessary. That is a very, very good advice for everybody, to rinse it. Because it will remove all the chemicals and things that get onto your swimwear. So it's not only the full chemicals, so the chlorine, is not only the salt water from the ocean, but it is the sweat from the body, the sun protector, the humidity from the environment. So there are a lot of things that goes into our fibers and fabrics that if you rinse them, is very, very good.
What's swimwear made of? What sort of material?
So they are mostly made out of two types of material. So it is a combination of polyester and elastane, or polyamide, which is called nylon. You can find it more as nylon and elastane. Elastane, you find it mostly as a spandex or lycra. So it is either polyester or nylon elastane.
So, Carolina, what happens if we don't, let's say we're using a chlorinated pool, for example, what happens if we don't wash our swimwear? How much quicker does that swimwear deteriorate?
A lot faster. So let me tell you about an experiment that was done in which a group of researchers put a swimwear fabric into a chlorine pool for 300 hours, which is equivalent to around 35 days of summer. And the fabric lost strength by 65.7%. So the fabric became weaker and easier to break. Please remember that this is, it was 300 hours immersed continuously. So what we do is we get in and out, in and out. So it is a bit longer than month and a half or 2 months. But the results were amazing. The fabric became weaker, easier to break. The elastane was damaged, which is the elastic side, the lycra or the spandex that get very damaged. So the chlorine is really bad for our fibers.
What about the ocean? What about swimming in the ocean? Does that create different problems compared to, say, a chlorinated swimming pool?
It still affects a lot our fibers, the elastane mainly, the spandex or lycra. However, it's not as bad as the chlorine. Chlorine is really, really bad attack, not only the elastane, but the polyester and the nylon. While salt water doesn't affect much the polyester or the polyamide or the nylon.
Now, what about, and I've been guilty of doing this, you know, you leave your swimwear scrunched up in a towel for a few hours. What's going on then to the fibers?
So the fibers are absorbing everything that they get in contact with. So they will be damaging. They will be, absorbing all those chemicals and getting damaged. It really affects the swimwear. So I will say try not to do it. So normally we get out of the swimming pool or the ocean, have a rinse, even with them in the body. Get into the shower, have a rinse, and then get them off your body.
We're chatting with Carolina Rodriguez from RMIT about swimwear and why we need to rinse them straight away when we've been swimming in them. Let's talk about swimwear. I've seen swimwear that's labelled chlorine resistant or long life. Do those labels actually change how we should treat them, or do we still need to rinse them every time in order to get the long life out of them?
So the rinse continues to be the same recommendation, even though we are having bare fibers at the moment. So what you can see now that they call it long-lasting or last longer is a new generation of polyester called PBT. It's a very difficult name to tell you, a chemical name. But what it does is that it's more resistant to chlorine. So it will last longer. However, it's not unbreakable. So it's still you need to rinse. And remember that the one, the fiber that gets damaged the most is the elastane. Elastane fibers have changed as well. There are new generations of fibers, and we get better swimwear nowadays, stronger in terms of resistance to chlorine and to sweat and to the sun protector, but it's still they get damaged.
Why is it that they get quite saggy quickly as well, swimwear? What's going on? I mean, I know if you're in rough water and you get them full of sand, that can sort of make them a bit saggy. But what happens there? Why does it lose that elastic property?
So remember that the fabric is made out of two parts. So one is polyester and it has elastane. The elastane is the one that makes the swimwear to stay in your body and close to your body. So it gives you that elasticity. And when it gets broken, I don't know if you have seen that some of the fibers start becoming white and
yes,
can see the fibers.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, that is the elastane breaking. So that's why they become saggy, because the elastane is broken and then the fabric lose elasticity.
What about, okay, so we know we've got to rinse them when we've been swimming, particularly in the swimming pool, but also the salt water. What happens then when we get home? Should we wash swimwear with all our other clothes and with the same detergent? How should we treat them when it comes to washing them in the washing machine?
Ideally, they don't go into the washing machine. Oh, I know everybody's kind of washed.
What?
Yes. But ideally, you do it by hand. Using a mild detergent. Commonly, the detergents that we put in washing machines are quite strong, and they are mostly for cottons and polyesters, but not for elastanes. So I will highly recommend to wash the swimwear by hand with a delicate or mild detergent, and not to use softener, and not to put it in the tumble dryer, please.
So that won't fix the sagginess.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to extend the life of the garment, please, wash them by hand, no tumble dryer, flat surface if possible. That is pretty difficult to do, but out of the sunlight as well.
Okay.
So, yes, it's a bit of work, but...
Carolina, we
with
know what
the rings, it's a lot.
We know what to do now to preserve the life of our swimwear. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Carolina Rodriguez from RMIT University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.